It's Tuesday, July 12th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Northern Ireland judge has ruled that primary school education must teach a pluralist view of religion, disallowing an exclusively Christian education, reports Christian News. The court ruled that Christian teaching would violate Article 2 of Protocol 1. As The Worldview reported on July 6th, a Seattle street preacher was arrested on June 27th simply for reading scripture in a public park during a homosexual pride parade. In fact, his presence was deemed such a threat to public safety, the Seattle Police Department sent 10 police officers to arrest him, reports Charisma News. Matthew Meineke's arrest was caught on video and posted on Twitter.
So at this point, we can no longer stand by. The risk that you pose for public safety by remaining here can be mitigated if you leave. Your last chance.
I don't want to leave because I'm not in danger.
Ironically, in a video dated June 27th, the very same day of Meineke's arrest, completely nude bicyclists, just 200 feet away from where the street preacher was arrested, can be seen riding in the perverse parade only feet from where children with rainbow crowns looked on. When Meineke was asked for his response to the police who arrested him, he said, quote, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing," end quote. Gallup's public confidence poll continues to monitor the breakdown of faith in America. Confidence in church or organized religion has sunk to 30%, down from 37% last year. On average, that confidence hovered between 60 and 70% in the 1970s and 80s. In addition, year over year, confidence in the presidency dropped by 15%, confidence in the U.S. Supreme Court dropped by 11%, and confidence in Congress dropped from 12% to 7%. Since 1970, confidence in the presidency has dropped from 72% to 23%. And today, a record low of Americans, just 13%, believe things are going well, indicating a breakdown of civilization. Researchers from Qatar have confirmed that God's created system of natural immunity is strong against COVID reinfection. Dr. Laith Abu Radad said, quote, "Effectiveness of primary infection against severe, critical, or fatal COVID-19 reinfection was 97.3%, irrespective of the variant of primary infection or reinfection, and with no evidence for waning." Similar results were found in subgroup analyses for those less than 50 years of age, end quote. Also, Swedish researchers confirmed in May that two doses of COVID shots were only 54% effective against the Omicron variant. The political agenda of the National Education Association, the largest U.S. teachers union, revealed itself in living colors by a vote taken last week in Chicago at its annual convention, reports the Christian Post. NEA delegates voted 3,103 to 1,084 to, quote, "publicly stand in defense of abortion and reproductive rights and encourage members to participate in rallies and demonstrations, lobbying and political campaigns, educational events, and other actions," end quote. Listen to NEA President Becky Pringle bemoan the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade.
"From decisions on vouchers that threaten the right to a universal public education to the long-term devastating impact of the Supreme Court's decision to hijack the fundamental freedom to decide for ourselves when and how to have a family and the care that we need. Like me, you absorbed that punch and you stood up. You got back to work, NEA. As we have for decades, we will fight tirelessly for the right to choose."
Plus, the National Education Association solidified its commitment to the homosexual agenda. Here's another soundbite from Pringle's radical speech.
We will never stop. We will fight unceasingly for the rights of our LGBTQ plus students and educators. We will say gay. We will say trans. We will use the words that validate our students and their families, words that encourage them to walk in their authenticity, to love themselves fully, to become who they are meant to be.
The NEA represents 3 million teachers of the nation's 4.5 million teachers. Colossians 2 verse 8 warns, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." Gold closed Monday in the 1730s per ounce, down 5% since last November. Silver closed in the low $19 amount, down 25% since last November. Bitcoin is scraping $20,400, down 70% since last November. And the NASDAQ stock index closed around $11,370, 30% off of last November and down 2% on the day. According to Fox News, the outreach of Samaritan's Purse in Ukraine, led by Franklin Graham in the midst of the ravages of war, has been truly impressive. The Christian humanitarian organization has shipped 11,000 tons of food and other supplies to hurting communities, touching the lives of at least 2 million people thus far. 1 John 3, verses 17 and 18 asks this question: "Whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." You can help fund more help to the Ukrainians through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, this weekend marked the 98th anniversary of Eric Liddell's gold medal win in the 400-meter race in the 1924 Olympics, reports Christianity.com. Liddell would not run his favorite 100-meter race on Sunday, the Lord's Day. Instead, he chose to preach at a local church in Paris. His performance in the heats for the 400-meter were less than competitive. However, by the grace of God, he took the world record for the 400-meter, crossing the finish line in 47.6 seconds. Liddell said, quote, "God made me fast. When I run, I feel his pleasure," end quote. He also said, quote, "I don't need explanations from God. I simply believe him and accept whatever comes my way," end quote. Pick up his powerful biography, entitled Eric Liddell, Something Greater Than Gold, to read aloud as a family. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, July 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.